What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host, like Igor. She's a proud member of the Stuffs Club. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How is everyone doing? And that's so true, because until... Oh, I don't know how long I've been here, but I was still an au pair. I kept saying stuffs all the time. No one ever told me otherwise. But then my host dad, one day he's like, I have to tell you something. I'm like, yeah, he was like,
where do I begin?
He's like, girl. And he was the only one who actually helped me with my English at the time. No one else did.
He was a foreigner. He's a foreigner.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. But he went to schools in Britain.
Okay.
So like his English is actually pretty good.
He said stuffs. That's what he said.
He goes like, he did correct me pretty often, but not as often as you. But he goes like, I gotta tell you something. He's like, don't say stuffs because that doesn't exist. It's stuff. One stuff, two stuff, 15 stuff.
So and much I'm
like,
stuff.
I'm like, just stuff. And I'm like, that was my favorite word. So stuffs. I said it so often to everyone, and no one ever said anything for
stuff's
years.
Lost. Stuff's lost that you had
I was
to
like,
drop
I was
down.
Like, oh my gosh, I have so much stuffs to do.
Talk about an aphrodisiac. Anyone else turned on? Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you're bilingual, so
yeah.
Screw the haters.
Yeah.
Exactly. Screw the haters. Anyways, we're here to talk about a lot of people hating on each other on this tell-all.
But most importantly, we're here to celebrate my birthday.
That was so yesterday.
It was, but it's my birthday weekend, my birthday week.
It was a tough week for you, Teresa.
It was a very tough week. I'm still on painkillers, but...
We figured out the tooth issue, though.
For now, I mean, thank you, ibuprofen.
That's true. Yeah, you were taking all sorts of stuffs to get through the pain.
Don't say that because I'm going to start saying it again.
All right. But yes, happy birthday, Teresa.
Thank you. I'm getting old.
Yeah, that means I'm getting really old.
Yeah, because you're a little older than me. Well,
this is the one time of the year where I'm only 3 years older than you.
Yeah, for a few days.
For a few days.
Guys, I love this. I love celebrating my birthday. I love celebrating John's birthday. I love celebrating anyone's birthday that I can actually be part of the celebration because I just love celebrating. Mm-hmm. And so this year, my birthday week was first. It's going to be followed by John's birthday week.
Correct.
We're going to enter that this upcoming week.
Correct.
And... Woo! I have some plans for you.
A lot to celebrate.
A lot to celebrate.
Also, can I just say happy belated to my sister? Shout out to Rachel.
Yeah.
March baby.
Happy belated to Rachel.
A lot of March love.
Because.
I guess it's June love that equals March birthdays, but.
What do you mean?
I've done the math before. I'm like, isn't it suspicious that my sister and I are a week apart? So I said, what happened 9 months? 9 months ago.
Your parents knew when to bang it out.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? The math I did was birthday sex for my mom. June.
Oh.
June to July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March.
Birthday. Oh, dirty south.
Uh-huh. That's the math I did.
I hope she's not listening.
Nah, she's not. Anyways, happy birthday, Teresa.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Now it's my time to shine.
Not yet. Oh. It's still my time to shine. And guys, obviously, it's Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, John, when you guys are listening to this, it's John's time to shine because you're going to listen it in John's birthday week.
That's true.
We're podcasting. We're finishing strong in my birthday week because my week goes Monday through Sunday because I'm European. So it's still my birthday week, bitches.
All right. All right. Is it okay if we move on?
No, but okay.
All right. Thank you, Queen Teresa.
Yes.
All right. Before we get into it, a little business real quick. We're on Patreon and Supercast. We're over there talking about the single life. It's going to wrap up very soon. So if you want to hear our thoughts on that, it's never too late to join and listen in. And we'll be covering something new next. So check us out on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram @marriedtorealitypod. We post news and scheduling updates over there. Once in a while, we'll post a meme. But most importantly and most fun, you can message us there.
Yes.
You can message us and say, happy belated birthday, Teresa.
Oh, just say happy birthday, Teresa. It doesn't have to be belated because you guys didn't know.
True. Very true. So at Married to Reality Pod on Instagram.
Yes. And don't forget about John, too.
Thank you. And also make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash the follow button.
Guys, smash like it says hot. It's Jasmine's fake drama.
Explosive.
Listen, I love me some Jasmine, but what the fuck was that letter?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Smash like it's as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left us a review, well, it's a great time. It's the birthday time of year. There's no better gift than a 5-star review. And if you leave a 5-star review, you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
And if you don't know what to write, you can just say happy birthday, John and Teresa.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, the review.
Yeah.
I was like, how did someone know?
No. I have a review.
You have a review. Let's share. Let's hear it.
Let me read it. It comes to us from our friend Mellow635.
Hello, Mellow635.
This kind of sounds like a radio station. You're listening to Mellow635.
It sounds like a watermelon tasting candy.
You're listening to Mellow635.
Okay.
Anyways, 5 stars titled Love These Two.
I love you.
Okay. And then let's talk about this review because Mellow, I love it. Mellow, this goes along with your name, this review. But as someone who could be a little self-conscious, this sort of got to me for a second. But hey, as long as you're happy, I'm happy.
Jeez, let's hear it.
They write, I have a lot of trouble falling asleep and podcasts help me distract my active brain. But lately, they're all so serious, I end up more anxious after listening. Enter Married to Reality, my new favorite pod to relax to. It's funny, lighthearted, and I love hearing what the hosts think about the corny reality shows I watch. Thanks, guys, for putting on this show. Know that as I drift off to sleep, your voices are in my ears. So happy to help, but also we're not trying to put anyone to sleep over here.
I love it. Listen, if that's what does it for you.
Sure.
I have an issue with the Sleep With Me podcast we listen to sometimes.
I was going
to
say, let me recommend this a sleep podcast if you haven't tried it.
Sometimes he gets interesting in a weird way that I can't fall asleep. Like the time he was saying Adirondack chair a lot.
Oh my God. Well, we had talked about Adirondack chairs the day before and then we tried to fall asleep and he says it 39 times.
He just had a bit that was like 2 hours long about Adirondack chairs and I couldn't fall asleep. We just kept laughing for 2 hours because he kept saying Adirondack chair.
But that's a great sleep podcast, I think. Check out Sleep With Me if you are looking for a pod.
To sleep. No. Just sleep with us.
Oh, hello.
You know what I'm saying.
Happy birthday to me. All right. That's the business. Let's do it. Before we get into the meat of this episode, how about a little 90 day by the way?
Let's hear it because I give you one.
All right. Then I'll start with that one. Number one. Natalie is living the Hollywood dream. Out of the woods. And into the Hollywood she goes. I guess she just recently competed in Mrs. European Universe, which as a title of an event makes zero sense.
Because it's in LA.
It's in LA. And then how can you be European Universe? Universe would entail all of the countries and continents.
That's what Europeans think. We think we are the universe.
We are the world. Okay, so that didn't make sense. Natalie did not win. But
did she win anything?
Like a second, my third? Heart. She won my heart because watching, there's a video, guys, there's a video, which makes us all winners because we get to watch this video. And she's on the red carpet being interviewed. And yes.
The host didn't know who she was.
No. And who would? This wasn't like a 90-day event or anything. This was just sexy European women. You could have entered Mrs. European Universe.
Mrs. Don't you have to be married?
So that's my point. So a lot of people are really latching on to the fact that she entered as Natalie Youngquist, mm-hmm. which is Mike's last name. There's a web page and it lists all the contestants and there she is with her headshot and Natalie Youngquist. I don't find it that strange because it is Mrs. European Universe, not Miss. So she needed to be portrayed as a Mrs.
But they divorced as far as we know.
Okay.
So she scammed.
I think she scammed because, so here's the thing. So she's enlisted as Mrs. Natalie Youngquist. Then she is giving this interview and the host asks for her Instagram handle.
Which she needs to learn to spell. Which is her name.
Well, here's what I think. Her Instagram is Natalie
Mordosteva, whatever.
Yes, her maiden name. And she starts to spell it. But then she kind of stops and everyone thinks, Teresa thought like, oh, she doesn't know how to spell her name. I wonder if she for a second was like, oh shit, does this expose my scam? Because I said I was married and my last name is Youngquist.
I don't think so because that's what you set up before you got married.
Yeah.
How many people change their Instagram? Not that many.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So I truly believe that she just doesn't know how to spell.
That is more believable. So if you guys are interested in seeing this video, it's worth the 2 minutes. Search Mrs. European Universe Contest Natalie and it'll come up.
Yeah. She says America is the land of opportunities. And here she is.
And here she is. There you go. By the way, number one, thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, you're welcome.
By the way, number two, file this one under head scratcher. Okay, we all remember Scott.
Oh, yeah, Scott, I think I've seen it too, but sure.
Amanda of Amanda and Rasmussen. Well, they're making headlines. Okay, so let's catch you up a little bit. Scott filed for bankruptcy in June 2023. He was living out of his car. He was asking followers for money so he can get back to Florida. Apparently, he owed like $30,000 to the IRS and was $100,000 in credit card debt.
Jeez.
Okay. Allegedly. So then in February, a month ago, he announced he got a contract, a work contract, and he needed housing in West Virginia. Enter Amanda, who offered her basement.
I thought she lived in like Missouri or no.
Louisiana. Yeah, that's where I'm scratching my head. But she said, hey, you want to come live in the basement? My place needs work. Maybe she moved. Post show. She's like, my place needs some handiwork. If you do the work, you can live in the basement. He said, I'll be there. Moved in, and Amanda's a pretty lady, and Scott started to express his attraction for Amanda, praising her for her good looks and her motherly abilities. And so much so that he offered or asked to be her Valentine, because this was February.
Oh.
Right? She accepted, which, all right, you accept when someone offers. But then it got weird, got a little strange, because Scott put out a social media post saying, who wants the first photo of Amanda and I together? The highest bidder will get this exclusive photo. We'll send it to you and maybe something a little extra.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but people actually bid. You want to guess? What the high bid was? Who won this first exclusive photo? What?
$56?
Times 10.
Okay, you're kidding.
$550, apparently, someone bid for this photo.
Okay. that's not that great, but...
It's concerning that someone would pay that. They're posting photos together.
That's
on
very
Instagram.
True.
Like, wait a second.
People think they're scamming. They're like trying to be relevant. Maybe get on one of the many spin-offs.
I think it's a little clout chasing going on. People are talking. I'm talking. We're talking.
Yeah, I think maybe they're trying to get on the single life.
That's what Scott was on with Lydia.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Love in Paradise?
No. Single life.
Yeah. Anyways, there you go. That's the update.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't trust him and I don't trust her either, so.
No, but they could be the next Veronica and Jamal.
Yeah, but I believe that Veronica and Jamal are actually together.
I do too.
I don't believe that these two morons are.
I don't. I think they're clout chasing.
Yeah.
All right, that's 90 Day, by the way. Without further ado, what do you say we do it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé Season 10, Tell All Part 2.
And we pick up where we left off. Jasmine is losing in the bag, crying. Nikki's there with her. And then we go back to the studio and Gino says, I have no regrets. I spend 95% of the time sitting there with my family. No regrets.
All right. Well, someone didn't learn their lesson then.
Well, TLC got sneaky because they filmed the 5% of the time he spent there.
Just hugging Daisy. Yeah, Jasmine was freaking out because it was like, he never looks at me this way. He never hugs me this way. Like, she was visibly distraught. She was literally shaking. I believe she was having a panic attack.
Yeah, and it's she's like screaming in the back. You can just like burn the studio. You can hear Jasmine yelling in the background. She's like, he never hugged me like this. he never looked at me this way. Losing it. And then she comes back to the set and says, my apologies. I had to step away to take a moment.
I thought
she's
it was
like, I didn't want anyone to see me this way.
It was so brutal how she's over there literally having a panic attack. And Sean's like, well, we're going to give Jasmine some space right now. But in the meantime, Stripper Daisy, like, let's keep talking to you. It's like, that's the whole reason. If you really cared about Jasmine, you would get Stripper Daisy off the screen ASAP.
I also think that I think she was upset, but I still think like she learned to exaggerate these emotions of hers.
Totally.
Like, she lost it, but I think she just lost it. Like, it's exaggerated. Poor Daisy, still there saying, well, like, Gino had a good time, but nothing crazy. Like, I've seen way worse. Like, he was acting awkward, being respectful. It literally seemed like Gino literally did nothing until those 5 minutes. Then they were like, bro, like, you gotta enjoy yourself. He did. And that's what created this whole thing.
Also, as a guy who's went to a strip club for somebody's bachelor party, and I'm not a big fan of strip clubs, so, like, my enjoyment was trying to facilitate something for my friend. And we went up, we talked to the dancers, and we said, what do we got to do to get our guy on stage? And they're like, oh, you know, $100. We'll put a chair on stage. We'll all dance around. We'll make him feel special.
Who was this guy?
Wes. Well, we couldn't get Wes. This was at 11 p.m. at night. Cut to me and two other guys leaving at 2 a.m. because Wes would not leave the champagne room. I was so
he didn't get on the stage?
I don't know. Maybe he did when I left, but I stood there waiting. I'm like, when is this guy going to come out of the The only time he came out was to go to the ATM and get more cash and then went back into the champagne room.
He was paying for the champagne room by himself?
I think his cousin was giving him a little bit of money, but he was addicted to that champagne room. I was like, all I want is to see my friend on stage getting gangbanged by these strippers, but he wouldn't leave the champagne room. And my only point is just, I feel like Gino is probably being persuaded by cousin Dana, Uncle Mark, whatever, to be like, go on stage, hug these strippers. Like, that's what you do. That's what you do. And as Daisy said, he acted like your average bachelor. It wasn't anything great. I've seen worse.
Yeah. Well, before Jasmine comes back to the stage, Gino's telling the cast members who are curious, like, well, you're not attracted to your wife. Like, she's beautiful. And Gino's like, I am very attracted to my wife, but we don't have sex because of how she talks to me. The things she tells me are not a turn on. When she tells me that Dane was the best sex of her life and she banged him very recently, he's like, how is that a turn on?
Right. That's an immature mindset to think, oh, I'm going to tell my husband that my ex banged me hard and he's going to bang me even harder to try to best him. It's like, no, he's going to be like, screw you. If you don't think I'm good, if you don't love me, then there's something very animalistic and physical about sex. And you can't, if you're not aroused, you can't have sex. And the mind plays a lot of tricks on a guy. And so if you've gotten into his mind and he can't get aroused and he can't get ready for sex, he can't bang you, Jasmine. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just science.
Well, Gino also thinks that the reason why Jasmine is so upset is because his most recent ex worked at the strip club.
Yeah.
Jasmine just connects the two, which I can understand, especially for someone who is so jealous and so insecure as Jasmine. However, Gino's, I'm just going to play devil's advocate. I don't think Gina's in touch with this woman at all.
Well, I don't think they were really dating. I think this stripper was doing a really good job. She did her job really well and made Gino feel like they were in a relationship.
Yeah.
That's just what a good stripper does, is it makes you feel special. You give him a big tip and you say, oh, you naughty boy. I can't wait to see you next weekend. And now all of a sudden you think you're dating her.
Well, all right. We have Jasmine back. Daisy's still with us. And Jasmine is like, okay, now is my time to talk to Daisy, the stripper.
Boy. Oh, boy.
And she tells her, she was like, you know, he never looks at me the way he looked at you. He never compliments me like that. And Daisy's like, I wouldn't call those compliments. Like, he was at a bachelor party and he, yeah. And Jasmine just keeps going. She goes like, so by the way, I've recently found a lip gloss. Is that yours? Was it yours? What? Did he go with you? Did you go with him?
Was it, I don't know, was it Lip Smackers? Because I only use Lip Smackers, the cake pop flavor. If it was anything else, absolutely not mine.
And Daisy's like, absolutely fucking not. I've only seen Gino at the strip club doing my job.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever he did after, like, I have nothing to do with that. Poor Daisy.
Yeah. Sean's like, well, I don't think we're going to solve this. Thank you for coming, Daisy. Gino and Jasmine, good luck.
Yeah. And we go into a break, which we usually don't cover because nothing happens. Well, this break, something happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jasmine just basically breaking up with Gino saying, this is it. He crossed the line. And Rob is like, looking at them really makes me feel good about my relationship.
Yeah.
Which sounds crazy because him and Sophie are not good, solid.
Everyone on this season had moments of toxicity. Some, almost every episode. Nikki and Justin, Gino and Jasmine, yeah. Rob and Sophie, Ashley and Manuel.
Yeah.
But there were moments of toxicity with Clayton and Annalie, with Nick and Devon. Like,
I don't
everyone.
Think Nick and Devon, there Piggy? Was a lot of toxicity. I understand what he said. Like, we'll get there, but the way he explained it and the way she explained it too, I see his point.
We'll get there. During this break, Jasmine told Gino, you crossed the line. This is it. Gino gets pissed, walks away. He doesn't understand why Jasmine's so upset. I don't either. He went to a strip club. A stripper did her job. You're overreacting.
Of course,
Jasmine,
she is.
Especially because you took $10,000 from your ex and put it in your ass.
Yeah, too.
You did a lot of things that were inappropriate. Way more than just going to a strip club and doing what people do at strip clubs.
Yeah, $2,000 from her ex.
Besides the hugging. Sure, okay.
Yeah, but okay. So the cast is kind of disgusting, this whole thing. Ashley says she sees both sides. Like, she sees why Jasmine's so upset, but also, like, it was a bachelor party. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And also, the way that Jasmine brings up Dane is just a no-no.
Ashley thinks, just have sex.
Yeah,
Ashley's cure for everything is, just have sex.
Yeah, girl, that's not how you solve things. Sex is for fun. You shouldn't be solving your issues with sex.
Yeah, I do not like tying sex to arguments.
Yeah, no. Well, the best part is when Jasmine walks in, shaking, holding this envelope, saying, guess what I found at home? I was not going to bring it up, but now I will.
It's also, okay, makes zero sense. From top to bottom, this makes zero sense. So it's a letter that she found at home, but the letter was addressed to her? Because
yes.
The letter said, Jasmine, Gino and I had so much fun at the bachelor party. Sorry for the lip gloss. You can keep it, but it won't look as good on you as it does on me. Here is my panties that he took off that night. The rest you can keep for your imagination. Okay, it was written the same way Jasmine speaks, first of all.
Also, it was written on a computer.
Right. Here is my panties. Daisy speaks perfect English.
Yeah.
Maybe Uncle Marco does not, but...
Also, here's the thing. Daisy works as a stripper in a strip club. She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah.
You really think that Daisy is going to risk whatever to go home with Gino?
Well...
And then she's going to leave you a stupid letter. If she wanted to go home with Gino, she's going to bang Gino and move on. She's not going to leave you a letter.
The only pushback I'll give you, Jasmine's a very pretty woman too. And she
Jasmine's desperate. She said it many times. The only reason why she's with someone who looks like Gino is so she feels more empowered. Because okay. if she wasn't with someone like Dane, who's good looking, she would be afraid.
Okay. People don't give me shit, please. But you don't think Dana, is it Dana? Daisy? You don't think Daisy is possibly insecure? You don't think there are strippers that go into that line of business because they do get guys oogling over them and it makes them feel good? You don't think maybe she does have issues and would be with a guy like Gino because he makes her feel special?
I don't know. Okay. I can't speak for Daisy, but I can tell that I don't think Daisy, let's say it is Daisy's lip gloss and she hooked up with Gino. You think Daisy is going to go that far?
No.
She's going to type a letter and leave her new panties in it? Come on.
No.
Like she is not going to do that. If anything, they would have some fun. She would freaking move on.
Yes, it was one of two people. It was Jasmine. I think it was Jasmine.
It was Jasmine.
It was written the way Jasmine speaks. Or it was cousin Dana, who was at the strip club, knows Gino's at the strip club, and is trying to start shit and get Jasmine to go home.
Dana's too old for this shit. Come on. Like, this is ridiculous.
There's not much to do in
Michigan.
Here's
the thing. If anything Dana would do, he would maybe tell his wife, be like, hey, Gino went home with Daisy, the stripper.
He's not going to lie to his wife.
You said he wants to stir something.
Yes, lying to his wife is only going to start shit between him and his wife. He's just going to slip a little note in.
No, Dana's too old for this shit. They all are too old for this shit. This is a high school stuff.
I agree.
And it's a high school slash Jasmine. I can definitely see her going to FedEx or USPS and typing this letter on a computer.
She's at Staples with her glasses on.
Print it for 50 cents because the envelope she brought it in was a shipping envelope.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. It was.
No, I know.
It was
right.
The yellow freaking envelope.
I think you're
put it in. I think she found one of her panties from Victoria's Secret, put it in. Come on. This is just the dumbest shit ever. Gino was literally like, this is not true. Like,
no, we know the lip gloss is hers. I've said it before. There's a clip where you can see the lip gloss in the scene before the car fight. We know the lip gloss is hers. The panties, most likely hers or Dana's wife's.
I think because so many people started saying on social media that the lip gloss was hers and this was all just made up. I think this was her attempt to really show people that the lip gloss was not hers.
That's probably true.
Because it's like, it's the dumbest shit ever. You really think that if someone did bang Gino, how would they know about the lip gloss?
Right. That's why I'm
saying. The season just aired.
Right. Right. No, that's what I'm saying. It was either Dana, someone at the strip.
No,
someone,
it was Jasmine.
No, I know it was Jasmine. But I'm saying the only other possibility is like a cousin Dana.
Yeah, because honestly, someone, if it's, let's say it's true, someone would need to do this immediately after the lip gloss and the bachelor party scene.
Correct.
Because now is the tell-all. This is all correct. Dumb.
Okay.
It's Jasmine.
I think this is a good place to take a break, collect our thoughts. You'll hear a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll turn to another couple who's having all sorts of issues. All right? We'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm ready to move on if you're ready to move on.
Let's move on to another dramatic couple. Justin and Nikki.
Igor?
And Nicole.
And Nicole. Okay. So Sean wants to quickly get to the bottom of things, ask if they're still broken up. Nikki makes Justin answer, who says, I think we need more time to think about all these stuffs. There's a lot of stuffs we need to consider.
I feel you. I feel you, Justin. But we see a never-seen clip of how Justin reacted to the breakup.
Was this a cologne ad or was this, what was this?
That was like a sad song music video.
He's like, by the water. He's like, stuffs by Igor. Available now at Macy's.
this was great. But he says, I will miss Nikki. I love her. But I finally feel energized and alive.
This is so much just like back and forth, up and down. I don't know what's going on. Sean's like, why did you guys break up via text instead of calling? And Justin makes a somewhat decent point because he's trying to talk and say, when I'm speaking, she talks over me and I can't explain. There's many stuffs I can't explain. And she is interrupting him as he's trying to say this.
I think if he tried to break up with her over the phone, I don't think she would be successful. I think she would talk him out of it.
She would talk him out of it. He wouldn't get the words out. So was he right to break up via text? No, of course not. But he's probably broken up via voice or video before, and the whole time she's just yelling at him.
Yeah.
So I somewhat see where he's coming from.
Yeah. And as he's talking, Nikki's like, just stop talking. Just stop talking, okay? And Justin is like, tomorrow I will stop. Today I will talk.
Yeah. Ashley started to co-host the tell-all at this point.
Mm-hmm. She kept keeps calling him Igor.
Yeah, which she's trying to kind of talk down to him a little bit, I think.
Well, no, that's his fucking name.
I know, but
he doesn't go by Justin anywhere else but when he's with Nikki. Let's just put it out there.
You're right.
He doesn't tell his friends like, hey, you guys, how you doing today? Just call me Justin.
I guess
you. He's Igor. His name is Igor.
Okay. All right. Well, Justin is not happy about it. That's not the reason I thought he wasn't appreciative of the Igor, because he's like, you remind me of Nikki a little bit, man vibes. And that's, I think you crossed a boundary there, Justin.
Well, he's going to tell the same thing to Jasmine, so.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Ashley's trying to stand up for Nikki.
Yeah, and I don't want to take Justin's side or Igor's side, but he has a very old school mindset when it comes to women, and it's because he lives in this old Eastern Bloc country that's still like men around the world, right? Women should take care of them. Women should do the laundry. Women should cook. And men should go out and drink beer and work. That's his mindset.
Yeah, so he's not too far from Andre. Andre is this toxic or offensive.
Because he's been in the U.S. for a while. I promise you, that's his mind. Like, Czechs don't have that mindset. Oh, there's some, obviously, who do. Czechs are a little more, Czechs are very, like, westernized.
What about Slovak?
Maybe Slovak men could be a little more like this, but not to this point, to this extent. But we all give him shit because we live in the U.S. We empower women. We empower everyone. Like, equality. Like, this is who we are here, and I'm all for it. That's what I subscribe to, right? I want everyone to be equal, but that's not where he comes from and that's not what he knows. So we are giving him shit for something that's how he grew up. That's how he lives. So
yeah.
I would dial back a little bit from all the shit coming from his way, because that's all he knows. Him having a woman speak, talk back to him having a woman taking the lead, that's for him is man vibes.
Okay. All right, I see where you're coming from.
I don't think when he says man vibes, he means the way you look. I think man vibes is, oh, wait a minute, you're a woman and now you are talking over me. You're a woman, you're trying to control the situation.
Right.
That's his mindset.
Yeah, and I don't want to take his side too much too, because he's done and said a lot of offensive things, but it's not like the minute he found out that Nikki was a trans woman that he started hurling slurs and insults and shame. He was still in a relationship with her and banged her and brought her to meet his parents. Like, so I don't know. People are giving him a lot of shit. Ashley, number one. But I don't think he was like, oh, this immediately offensive, evil person when he found out she was a trans woman.
I think what happened, this is my opinion, guys. I think Nikki traumatized him when she lied to him about being trans.
Yeah.
In the first place, she should have been honest with him at the beginning and see if he wants to pursue you or not. You didn't tell him until you got pissed at him and you told him in a rage.
Yeah.
when he already was here on the K-1 visa or had them approved.
Yeah.
And that's bad. And imagine what it does to you, especially someone from a country like Moldova, when they kind of live in the past when it comes to mindsets and stuff. You tell this to this guy. I think
as a fuck you.
Yeah.
Not as a like, hey, I need to share something with you.
I think that he got traumatized, but I think he did love her. He just had to deal with it, with this information. And so again, I'm not taking his side because he does say a lot of stupid stuffs. Mm-hmm. But I think sometimes we forget that where he comes from and that's all he knows.
Yeah, I agree with you for the most part. I don't know that Nikki should have told him from day one. I think she needed to get to a place where she felt comfortable and safe, and then she could share that with Justin.
I don't think you need to go on a first date with someone and say, by the way, I'm trans. But I think if things start going a certain direction, you should be honest and you should be proud of who you are. Like, that's perfectly okay. But you need to be honest.
I would ask that of someone, sure, but everyone's different. So then things get a little more interesting because we learned Nikki flew out to Moldova more recently. Everything was great. They were banging. They were having a good time. Justin put the ring back on her finger. So Sean's like, you guys are engaged again?
Sean is like, okay, I'm very confused. What is going on? Well, they are, but they're not because they keep talking. And Nikki says, yeah, we are kind of engaged, but we're not. We're not together.
Yeah, and no one really understands, like, well, why would you go take him back? And Nikki's like, well, I love him, so I went back. And Justin's like, what part do you love, the upper part or the lower part? And that's where it's like, I don't know. Again, I sound like a Justin apologist this episode, but you're on a television show. It's for entertainment. He's trying to put on a show. He's trying to be entertaining. He's saying a lot of dumb stuff.
Well, he thinks it's funny.
Right. That's what if this was the two of you sitting at home having a real conversation, I would smack Justin and say, dude, shut up. Like, be real. You're on a television show, tell all. You're trying to be entertaining, I think.
Also, what does he even mean? Like,
do you just love me for my penis or do you love?
I get it, but I feel like you should love someone for the whole package, like the penis and the face too.
Well, I think he was being comical or trying to be.
Well, I think he was trying to be comical too, of course.
Then we learned Justin's ex reached out to Nikki on social media. And she was like, I ran into Justin or I met Justin at a park, which was concerning to Nikki because apparently Justin told her he never speaks to his exes.
And Justin is like, we only have a few parts, so of course I see her.
It was a coincidence. How you say coincidence?
I mean, for someone like me, I'm from a small town and we have a few places we go out. I did run into my ex too when we broke up.
You slut.
When we broke up.
Joking, Teresa. Oh,
yeah. Because we were running in the same circles. Obviously, I haven't seen him since that time because when we go to check now, I don't even know what he's up to. Mm-hmm. But I'm from a small town too. If we run into him, I wouldn't be that surprised.
Of course.
Yeah, and I would say hi. And I would tell you too. I would tell you who the person is.
The issue is the ex messaging Nikki, which I don't know where that comes from or why she would do that. But Justin's defense, his proof that he's not cheating, is his strong forearm. He just flexes his forearm. He's like, you see this? I'm strong. I'm not cheating. This is Pamela. I spend a lot.
That's such a like European joke.
It's a dumb joke.
It's a joke
we've all made. You know, it's Pamela. I'm spending a lot of time at Palm Beach. Like, it's a dumb joke. And again, I think he's trying to be entertaining, be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Is it the right time or place? Maybe. Maybe you're on a TV show.
He's trying. He's really trying.
Yeah. And Ashley's like, I don't buy it. You want to talk about man vibes? Be a man. Were you with other women after getting engaged? And Justin kind of just dances around the question. He doesn't really say anything. He's just like, I respect women. I respect all women.
He said before that he did bang someone before they got engaged. Yeah. And he said ever since they got engaged, he didn't cheat.
Yeah.
And that was his joke with the arm.
Right. And so Sean's like, all right, Justin, just come out, be honest. Are you comfortable with Nikki being a trans woman? And he says, yeah, yeah, of course I am. And I buy it for the reasons I listed before. They got engaged. They banged. They've spent so much time together after finding out. There are literally 100 other reasons he could be turned off by her.
Yeah.
The singing, for starters.
Oh.
Her constant need for attention and want to be on all these reality shows. The way she dresses. The fact that she lives on the other side of the world. There are so many reasons why he may not want to be in a relationship with her. It doesn't have to be the fact that she's a trans woman.
Yeah. I think, again, and he said it too, he thinks that women are like men's accessory. Like, why are you dressing so bold? Why are you trying to get men's attention? Why don't you clean my apartment? Like, why don't you cook for me? Like, why do you take 5 hours to do makeup? Like, you look good without it. Like, that's just his mindset. And again, if he lived in the US, I would be like, dude, you gotta kind of keep up with the standards here.
I think he should try to evolve over there.
He should.
I don't like the excuse of, well, that's, I can understand and accept why he does some of the things he does, but I can't accept that I'm just going to always do that forever. You should always try to become a better person, always try to evolve and grow your mind.
Of course, but unfortunately, there are a lot of small-minded people in Europe, and I always say it, I'm very lucky that my parents are very open-minded and they don't care. They support everything and everyone.
Yeah.
But there's still a lot of small-minded people in Czech, and the more east you go, the worse it gets. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So nothing really gets resolved. I don't know if we'll see them on a season of 90 or what, but who knows where they stand right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised seeing Nikki like on The Single Life, to
I'd
be
watch
honest.
That.
I think we may be done with Justin.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't think we'll see Justin independently of Nikki. But
no. No.
I would definitely watch Nikki on the single
list. But he keeps saying like, we're not together at the moment, but the door is still open.
Exactly.
Whatever that means. So.
Exactly. All right.
Next, let's talk about this horn dog and Citra.
Yeah, spoiled. Probably like the most exciting piece of information we could learn on a tell-all.
Yeah, so Citra's pregnant and Sam is like, yeah, like the horn dog that I am. Like, I just filled her up and...
It was unplanned.
Yeah.
They wanted a year to themselves to do whatever, have fun, explore each other, but it just happened.
Yes. Sam is officially in the diversion program as of 2 days ago, so no jail, but he cannot mess up. He cannot do drugs. He cannot drink. He needs to be sober for at least, is it a year? He cannot get into any
trouble
for a year. Yeah.
Yeah. So he needs to pass drug tests. He needs to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. And he says that being a Muslim helps.
Totally.
Because he can't drink.
Totally. It saved his life, he says. Then we learn about an incident. And this is good. This is what we need from a tell-all. We need some gossip. We need some hot gas. And there's a little cheating incident a while back.
Yeah. So it happened before they even met in person. They got official or like serious online without ever seeing each other.
Yeah.
And Sam said, you know, I was saving money because the K-1 visa is so expensive. So I was doing Uber or Lyft.
Paint the picture though, because we get a video. We learn this all through a self-filmed video of Sam wearing like his church suit or some.
No, he worked. This was like a hotel concierge. No, that person who like helps you with your luggage when you stay at a fancy hotel. That was like, or concierge. Like, it was like a hotel uniform.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, he's like, yeah, I banged this girl one night. Citra and I were tracking each other's locations and she could see I wasn't home. And so we got into this big fight. And yeah, it turned out.
Yeah. It turned out they banged, but he said he kept telling Citra they hooked up. And as a foreigner, I can understand how Citra maybe didn't fully know what it meant when you say hooked up or fooled around. Because Sam explains it saying, yeah, I was saving money for a K-1 visa, very expensive, working a couple of jobs. And
this
you
makes
know,
it so
you
much know, worse.
It does, thank you. He's like, I'm such a horn dog. And this girl I picked up one night and I was driving her to her location and very pretty. And she gave me her phone number. And so the next day we banged it out. But then that's it because I felt bad. It's
the
like
the fact that he was driving to save money for the K-1. Mm-hmm. And while he was working to save up, he banged one of his fares. It's so sad.
It's so sad. But Citra just learned that, wait a minute, you had sex with her. I thought you fooled around.
So, yeah, no, I told her. I told her.
He said, I told you that we hooked up. Yeah. And that she, I don't think she understood what that meant fully.
Well, Sam's like, she probably just blocked it out. She doesn't want to remember that. So she forgot it.
Yeah, it's fucked up that he did that. But at least he told her. At least this is not something that she's just... I know she kind of just learned what happened, but at least he was honest with her, like, when it happened.
Yeah.
He didn't make her come to the U.S., got her pregnant, and be like, oh, by the way, like, 3 weeks in, you remember that when you tracked my location, I said I was getting gas. Well, I was not just getting gas.
Yeah, and Nikki's like, oh, I would never trust him if he did that. I'm like, what are you talking about? Justin literally did the same thing to you. He banged another girl while you were, like, I guess just before you were engaged.
But you were already, like, you've seen each other many times.
Yeah.
Like, that's worse. Yeah. I don't want to excuse Sam. It's fucked up that he cheated. But he told her, and I guess there is a part of me that maybe he didn't even believe this will ever happen. They will ever see each other.
Yeah.
He's like, I love this girl I'm talking to. It's helping me to get through my shit, feel love. But is this ever going to become real? And I think he got carried away. I can see that. Again, not excusing him because of the fact that he was driving it out to save money for Citra.
Yeah.
But at least he was honest with her. I'll give him that.
Yeah. And then he does the thing guys do, which is just like try. It's dumb guy proof where he's like, yeah, I can't even cheat if I wanted to. Like, I don't have enough time to even sneak around now.
Yeah,
even
don't if I, say that.
It's like, that doesn't make anyone feel better. No. What you need to say is like, why would I ever jeopardize what I love her so much? She's everything I need and want. He's like, even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Yeah. I mean, he's not the sharpest tool in the box, so.
But he is a tool.
He's definitely a tool. But Citra said, I trust him now. We're fine. Like, he's there for me. He puts me first.
Yeah.
And I can see that. I can see how he worships her because, first of all, she is way out of his league. Second of all, she's fine with the diversion, the fact that he almost went to jail. He banged someone. Like, she gave him grace for all this. So I believe when she says we're good, I think they probably got over a lot of shit. But he needs to behave. He needs to behave. At this point, if he fucks up, I want her to leave him.
Well, they have a kid, but I agree. But it does seem like he's trying. He's sleeping in his car, showering at the gas station because he's working hard, working two jobs. He's staying sober. So I hope he's turned his life around and can be a good dad and
I hope husband. So too, because this is his time to shine. And if he fucks up, it's going to be bad.
Yeah. So then we take a quick break. Nothing really happens. Gino and Jasmine made up.
Yeah. Right? Gino apologized. Jasmine's like, well, that's all I wanted you to own up to your mistakes. It's like, bro, he went to the strip club. Just let's let it be. Be pissed for a little bit, maybe. I think for me, I would be upset that he didn't tell me about it. He didn't tell her. And he's like, I didn't want her to get upset. It's like, well, now she's even more upset. This would be my issue. If you went out, like your bachelor party, and then you didn't tell me and later on it would come out, I would be like, why were you lying to me? Because that looks bad.
Well, it does.
Looks bad because I would be like, okay, well, something must have happened. That's why you didn't want to tell me.
No, I didn't tell you because you created this dynamic where I can't be honest with you. Jasmine will not allow Gino to live a normal life and be honest. Evidence and report. What? You're going to a restaurant and talking to the hostess while you pick up your food? She's created.
I forgot about it.
She's created a dynamic where he cannot live a normal life and be honest about it.
True.
So that's why I kind of understand why he didn't tell her. So then we come back. Time for Clayton and Annalie. They moved out of Kentucky. They're in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we learn mom is out of the closet. She's got her own place.
Yeah. And now they bang because they have a bigger apartment. The neighbors are not that close. So
here's kind of what I think. I don't know that the banging wasn't happening because mom was in a closet. or there's neighbors. Like, we saw them get a really nice Airbnb.
Yeah.
And they didn't bang.
They did at the end.
I believe Anna Lee was hesitant to bang because she just kept thinking about her dad. And her dad not...
Ew.
Not that way. Her dad not knowing. The fact that she was lying to her dad. She probably couldn't get in the mood knowing this big lie that she was telling.
Yeah, once, but that's on her.
It is on her. But once she told her dad, even though dad didn't accept it, she was free and clear. She had a clear conscience. Now she's banging.
Yeah. Well, speaking of her dad, they invited him to join the tell-all. He declined, but sent a message saying, daughter, just come home. What? You have nothing there. Just leave.
So sad.
It is so sad. Like, dad, okay, I get it. She lied to you. It's fucked up. Don't talk to her for a month or two, but she's a married woman. Like, at least be happy for her. It's not like she, I don't know, she's following a band around, not working, not doing anything with her life. Although that's kind of cool too.
Yeah. Her dad is doing the same thing Jasmine's doing, which is creating an environment where you're making the other person not want to share because you're scared of the repercussion.
Yeah.
He needs to be more accepting, and then maybe he'll get photos of his grandchild. Maybe he'll get invited to come see them in America. Like,
maybe he can stay in the closet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They have an empty closet now. It's the guest room. So he didn't accept the invite to come to the tell-all, but somebody else did. Sister Brandy.
Yeah. And Brandy needs to really watch the show Catch so she understands.
I wrote the same thing.
Because I'm like, Brandy's like, I think she was just catfishing him. It's like...
They met each other.
They met each other and they looked the way they were supposed to. They were in a relationship. That's not catfishing.
No, she could be chasing a green card, but it's not.
Yeah, that's not catfishing.
Yeah. And apparently Annalise's original idea was to move Clayton to Peru.
Yeah.
But because of work, she moved stateside. So,
well, because of Clayton's work.
Yeah. So I think, I don't think you can. I still think he's cybersecurity or something. And I don't think you can do that off shores.
You can, but it's a little more complicated, I think. Not an expert here. I think he's in IT. I don't think he's in cybersecurity, but who knows?
So another big thing with Brandy is she's not buying the relationship because she doesn't see any affection.
He's like, look around. Everyone's sitting close to each other, but you too. And they just start sitting closer.
Well, Clayton just slides closer. Like, look at us now. Now what? What do you have to say about this?
Well, I don't know. I never felt like affection between them, really. Sometimes they had their moments. But there are couples who are not big on the PDA and stuff.
Totally.
Like, there are couples who don't even sleep in the same rooms. They've been married for years. Like,
or the same house, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. And so you cannot judge people's affection for each other by the way they act in public. Like, you and I, like, we do a good enough, like, we do a PDA, but not like making out. Like, we always hold hands and we hug, right? But we're not like all over each other because that's uncomfortable.
No one wants to see that.
Yeah, but that's our way.
And if you do, go to our OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding.
But that's our way of expressing ourselves in public. We have friends who are all over each other, and we have friends who don't even sit next to each other, and they're all together. So, like, everyone has a different level of affection.
Agreed. Then we turn to the stripper footage, Anna Lee and the stripper. And Clayton's like, well, she seems happier there than she made it, seeing what she told me about
it. But then he says, but I think Anna Lee's really traumatized by this because she didn't ask for it. It's like, what does he even mean?
Nikki was like, she said she didn't want it, but in the video, it seemed like she wanted it.
Well, we see a clip when Anna Lee jokes about the stripper, and she did. She's like, yeah, it would be cool, but yeah, it's not going to happen or something like that.
Yeah.
And because Brandy was like, oh, she came and she asked for the stripper.
Well, Clayton thinks Anna Lee or Brandy may have gotten the stripper to sabotage the relationship, which
I could see that.
Kind of see that.
Anna Lee thinks she got it for herself because she wanted to see the D.
No, I don't think so. I do think Brandy may have been like, you know what? What'll throw a wrench in things? This hammer in his pants.
But if you remember, they got into a huge fight over the stripper without Clayton even seeing the footage. Now he saw the footage of her taking selfies with the stripper.
True.
Having that sock flying in her face, and he was fine.
True.
So, Natalie.
Annalie?
Jasmine, take notes.
Yeah. And then Brandy just says, well, there's a lot of red flags in your relationship. And Anna's like, well, what are they? Tell me what they are. And Brandy says, every aspect of your relationship is odd. And I like that Clayton said, well, we're from different cultures. Of course it's odd. Like, yes, it's going to be different than you're used to. And even forget the different cultures. Just every relationship is different. As you said, every relationship is a different comfort level with PDA.
Yeah.
You can use your relationship as like, this is the benchmark. It has to be like this or it's fraudulent.
And I'm glad that Clayton is standing up for Annalie and the relationship. Basically, you can tell that him and Brandy are not on good terms.
Not at all.
Yeah. Because when she's done with her segment, she's leaving. And Clayton and Anna are just giving her the tiny club. They're like, tiny club. Like, literally, like, telling her to fuck off.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. But good for Clayton to be like, listen, like, she's my wife. Yeah. I am taking her side. You know nothing about the relationship. You cannot judge us based on how we act in public. So fuck off.
Yeah.
I did judge them too because I didn't think she was that into him. But the fact that she eventually showed up and they're still together, seemingly.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
Let's see. All right. And then we get to Devin and Nick. And wow, we learn Nick already has his green card.
Which, honestly, it just shows that he is a hard worker.
Which, yeah, if this was any other couple, I think it would seem suspicious. Like,
if it was Manuel, I'm like, bro.
Right. If it was Manuel, yeah, who else? If it was maybe Igor, I would think, oh, you just got in this relationship for a green card. But, I think he had a plan, meaning, I need to file this paperwork. I want to work. I want to provide.
Because I think he is a hard worker. And also, they lived with her parents. How long do you want to live with the parents and 59 siblings?
Yeah.
Like, he knew, like, let's get it done. Like, so he applied for a green card the day after they got married. They're still together, doing great. He's working as a project manager in Atlanta. He's there for now by himself trying to set it up. He lives in a hotel.
It's kind of far. Like, that's a flight to Atlanta.
It's only been, I think they can, you don't think it's drivable?
I looked, it's like 8 hours driving. Yeah.
But it's only been 2 weeks and they're apparently enjoying a little time apart because they're both very introverted.
Mm-hmm.
But she's going to move to Atlanta. Parents who join are happy that it's not Korea. They can still go and visit easily.
True, true. But they bring up the piggy comment.
Yeah.
We roll the piggy footage.
Yeah. And okay. Again, when he said what people think about Americans, like a lot of people think that. So he was generalizing, speaking for his culture, for what he knows. But then he's like, I don't feel this way. But he said, me calling her a piggy is an endearment. And I, you know why I believe it? Because of what happened next. Sean brought up Devin losing all the weight.
Yeah.
And asking mom, hey, do you think this is because of the piggy comment? And mom said, no, this is Devin before Nick. Her weight fluctuates, right? She was very skinny before. And she said, Devin said, I was very skinny when I was in Australia.
That's when they met.
That's when they met.
And that's
when
he started
calling her
it.
A piggy.
But I see what you're saying, maybe. But he also goes, well, she's skinny now. And I still use it.
That's just his poor English.
I guess. But You make a decent point. If they met and mom is saying, oh no, this is the exact size she was when they met.
Yeah, like that's Devin. And Devin said, yeah, I was skinny like this when I went to Australia. Then I moved back to the States and I gained all the weight. Then trying on wedding dresses and all this really hit me. And I realized that, wait a minute, like I went too far.
Yeah.
And so she lost the weight. The fact that he started calling her a piggy when she was skinny, well, I mean, honestly, even when she wasn't as skinny as she's now, she wasn't big. She wasn't big. She gained a few pounds. I mean, who hasn't in their lives? Like women, am I right, girls? My weight fluctuates too, and it's fine.
Yeah, mine does too.
But when he started calling her a piggy saying, that's an endearment. And he started calling her a piggy when she looked the way she does. Then I 100% believe that that's just him being cute, calling her cute. Plus, he's not calling her a pig. He's calling her a piggy.
I guess.
That's cute.
I guess.
And she said, I'm fine with it. Once he explained it, I just wish he didn't say it in public because people don't understand.
Sure. Sure. Well, he does apologize to America.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, America doesn't care. You need to apologize to her.
And he does, but I like what he said. He's like, I'm sorry I've been calling you piggy, but all I meant is that I love you and that you're cute.
Yeah.
And so I buy it. Different. Listen, it's a different culture.
I guess.
And again, I'm going to bring it back to the fact that if she was this freaking skinny, you cannot be calling her a piggy because she's fat. Let's just be honest.
Okay, but if she said, no, I don't like the name, which I thought she did, you should stop saying the name.
Correct, but I'm going to throw this back to my parents. My parents called me a bunny, my mom. I fucking hate it. Mm. I told them I got into mad arguments with my mom over the years because I hate that she calls me a bunny.
Okay.
I'm like, my name is Teresa. I don't like this cute name. Guess what? She keeps saying it even more.
Yeah. All right.
But my mom always says, I keep calling you a bunny because I like bunnies. Bunnies are cute and you're cute.
Well, maybe your mom needs to apologize to America.
So I learned to roll with it. Now she calls John a bunny too. Oh. So she always says, how are you doing, bunnies?
Oh.
And that's just her way of expressing that she loves us.
All right.
So I see it.
All right. Then we circle back to Nikki and Justin one more time, and we got a new guest, Nikki's mom, Myrna. And Myrna asked Justin, did you ever love Nikki? Why would you go on this journey with her? Do you love her? Is it real? And he says, yeah, he does love her, and that's why he did do this. But apparently last night, he made a statement saying he's not gay, he's not trans attracted, and he can't live with this in his head.
Yeah.
But Nikki's like, well, why would you say that? How are you with me and you feel this way? And Justin says, you're my exception. Which, it's all getting a little confusing now.
Yeah. Then Jasmine gets into the mix, starts calling him an asshole.
Yeah.
And Justin is like, okay. You copy, Nikki.
Nikki and Jasmine, 90 Day Fiancé team. Nikki and Jasmine.
Speaking of, now we have Nikki having a panic attack.
So they really are the same. I mean, yeah. Proving Justin's point, they are.
They also got the butt at the same time. They're butt buddies.
That's true. They are butt buddies. And Sean's like, I see you're crying. You're devastated. What's it going to take for you to pull the visa? Nikki's not going to pull the visa.
No, but she's asking Justin. And he's like, I won't go to the interview. I want to come to America, but not like this.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he said it because if he said, I'm going to the interview, I'd be like, dude.
And that's it, really. That's the episode. That's the season.
It was good.
Yeah, what a season.
Yeah.
Happily Ever After is next.
Mm-hmm,
we'll see some familiar faces.
Yeah, some of these are rolling straight into the next one.
Robin, Sophie, Ashley and Manuel.
And Gino, I saw in the previews Angela and Michael, so I don't think they're going to cut them out because of the whole debacle with Michael missing.
Yeah, I forgot about that already.
Old news.
Yeah. All right, that is it. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed watching and listening. If you guys want to hear more, if you want to hear our thoughts on The Single Life, you can do that on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening right now. It's so easy to do. Look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it says hot. It has this entire season.
Woo-wee!
And my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Also, follow us on Instagram at marriedtorealitypod. You can message us there, scheduling, news, updates. It's all over there at marriedtorealitypod. And last but not least, if you haven't left the review, please do. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here, like we did for Mello. Mello, I hope you're sound asleep right now. I hope you're not even hearing this. I hope you're having a beautiful dream.
Beautiful dreams. Thank you so much. What a beautiful review.
Yes, thank you. All right, that is it. Thank you guys for listening. What a season. Happily Ever After is next.
I've said it all.
Too much means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.